Welcome to Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope, where each week you will find yourself feeling loved, inspired, and encouraged in your life. Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope will place a smile on your face and warm the cockles of your heart. Tune in each week, Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show tonight. I'm so pleased to have you in the chat room, Drew, and Eric might pop in and say hello tonight, and Chaplain Steve, but all of you are listening in the archives and on the switchboard and chat room and iPads and iPhones. I want to welcome you tonight. I'm going to make some announcements and we'll get on with the show. This is about my ranch vision tonight. And a couple of other things I want to touch on. And just want to say thank you for coming tonight and sending a lot of love out there from California. And welcome, Drew, for coming tonight. You're so sweet. You're so supportive. Okay, folks, please support Blog Talk Radio. They have premium services at reasonable prices. And they help others like Mama Joyce to get their messages out to the public and have shows that help others stay informed of world events as well as ways to help yourself and others. Sign up for a free month to test it out and tell all your friends as well. It's fun and easy and a great venue to network and connect with people from around the world. Also, we do a promotion for our friend Chaplain Steve. He belongs and owns and operates the San Diego Workplace Chaplains. You can go to www.sandiegoworkplacechaplains.com. He was a former hospital chaplain with a master's degree in theology, and Chaplain Steve can help your loved ones through all life's challenges. You can contact Chaplain Steve at 1-800-539-6143 or visit him at www.sandiegoworkplacechaplains.com. Also, I would like to promote the film Born to Win with Pastor Leon Terblanc. I think that's the way, I don't want to butcher his name. If I did, Pastor, I'm sorry. But I want you guys to go see the movie. You can rent it, I believe, at Netflix. It's on Amazon. It's on Roku. And it's Born to Win. And it's a fabulous movie. I saw it twice, once with my son and once by myself. And it tells the life of Pastor Leon. He's a teacher and for special needs kids in Africa, South Africa. And I want to tell you too much, but I want you to know that it's a wonderful Christian-based film, and the trials and the pain and suffering he went through to get to where he is in life now is just a tremendous film, very heartfelt and heartwarming, and it's a true story. So please check out Born to Win with Pastor Leon Terblanc, or Blanche. Also, I do want to promote HopeMill.com. God bless them. They are a wonderful venue to for an outreach in the communities in Southern California for the homeless and the veterans and those who are suffering every day on the streets. They make gift bags, courtesy bags. They make they make backpacks, and they fill them with all kinds of toiletries, food, water, T-shirt, hat. And if you go to HopeMill.com, you'll see exactly what they do, how you could be a help to them. They need a lot of backpacks, so that would be a big help. If you could donate backpacks or toiletry items, or water bottles, T-shirts, preferably large ones, hats, that type of thing. It gives you a whole list of things that you can donate. You can have a fundraiser at your church or have a fundraiser anywhere and collect those things and donate them to HopeMill.com. They're in Encino, California. Pearl Huber is the director. So go to HopeMill.com and check them out and see what you could do about becoming involved. Also, we have somebody I have really, really enjoy is CraftCollaborations.com. That's www.CraftCollaborations.com. And they have all kinds of wonderful things on their website. They just launched the new website, and I ask you to go check it out. They have all different kinds of healthy products and holistic products and things that are comfort food and all, a variety of things. So please check out craftcollaborations.com. So having said that, I just once again, I want to welcome all of you to the show tonight. Chaplain Steve is here, and God bless you for coming, Chaplain Steve and Drew. I'm glad to have you here. And I want to talk a little bit about the ranch vision that I have. You know, it's for our precious veterans and firefighters and who are retired and homeless who come, you know. And this vision I've had for quite some time now, for many years. And when God wants to bring it into fruition, I'm sure he will. You know, Mama Joyce does indeed support the Wounded Warrior Project.org and New Directions, ndvets.org. Both of these are very near and dear to Mama Joyce's heart. And I want to open up a ranch, a green-built ranch, that our precious veterans and military could come to become healed, loved, fed home-cooked meals, connected back to God, and have a place where all their needs are being met. And I'm not charging anybody for it. I want it to be self-sufficient. I have my ranch vision, actually, on my webpage, angeloflovministry.com. If you go there, you can see the ranch vision I have. And Pastor Leon and Angus Buchan, both are aware of those visions, the vision that I have, and I've contacted both of them, and they're just so supportive with prayer and love, and I'm just so grateful that they're praying with me. And I ask all of you out there who are listening tonight and in the chat room, and those of you who are on Facebook, all of you who listen to my show, pray. Pray and see how God moves and how he leads to have this come into fruition, because it is really much needed. If you read the vision, it's a beautiful vision God gave me many years ago. I'll be honest with you, folks. If it doesn't come into fruition on this earth, I rest assured and really have faith that it'll be something very special in heaven with our Lord. So I know he's got a heart for all of us. He loves us very much and desires a relationship with us. It's not about religion, folks. It's about relationships. So keep that in mind, please. So I'm just asking you to go to Angel of Love Ministry, check out the Ranch Vision at the top of the page, and there's a lot of things that Mama Joyce has done over the years. I've got links to some of the things I've done, and it's really near and dear to my heart to serve the Lord in such a way, because He says when you do it to the least of these, you're doing it unto Him. So it is. You know, I love so many people in this world. I want to help them. I want to reach out and make a difference and serve God and glorify Him. And He's enabled me to do this in many ways. One of them is I help feed and clothe them with donations of gift cards and food and clothing, especially that I've gotten from Chaplain Steve and Drew. They've donated, and hopemail.com, all of you, have been such a fabulous support to my ministry. And it's not my ministry, it's God's ministry. And, you know, He really desires a relationship with us. He wants us to love one another and help each other and learn to forgive and trust Him. And remember, we're only here temporarily. We spend eternity with Him. Having shared those few things with you, I'm going to play some music. And I don't know if any of you remember. You might be too young. Or maybe you do remember. You might be a little bit older. The Bee Gees and the song Too Much Heaven. Remember that song, folks? It's such a beautiful song.
Thank you.
That was the Bee Gees. Too Much Heaven. I haven't heard that in a long time. Well, I hope you're having a good night tonight, folks, and a good weekend, a safe weekend. We've had a lot of head colds and throat things going on with all this crazy weather we're having. We've had rain in California Wednesday and Thursday, and now Monday it's going to be 90 degrees. So, you know, it does affect us, but we just got to stay healthy, try to, you know, take care of ourselves and eat properly, get enough rest, and by all means do that. Listen, I also am going to have prayer towards the end of the show. So anybody who would like Mama Joyce to pray for you, you could call in at 1-347-850-1527. I'd be glad to pray for you. And if you would rather just make an unspoken request or not call in, or just you have some things that are heavy on your heart, I will lift you up to God, because the only one who really knows and has to know is God anyway. But I'd be glad to lift you all up and pray for you tonight. You can also, the chat room is open, and if you'd like to come into the chat room, you're welcome to do that as well. And also listen in the archives after the show airs. You can tell all your friends and family and coworkers to, you know, give a little listen to the show, and hopefully it inspires and encourages you to become involved in making our world a better world, you know, making it more positive influence with God's love and the word and the gospel. And we just want the scales to tip, to bring back God back into our United States and our world again, you know, and bring prayer back in school and the ability to read the Bible in school, which would be lovely, the freedom to do that. So things are changing. I'm not politically getting involved in that. I don't discuss politics. but I want for the president, whoever God puts in, because he said, I will give you good kings and bad kings. So whatever we get is actually from God. And so that's why I want to say, let's put in our hearts to pray for our nation and our world, to bring God back into our country, and invite him back and ask him to heal our land, because we definitely need that. It's very, very important. I'm going to play this next song for you, and it's by Mat Isayu, and it's called One Day.
Sometimes I lay under the moon. I thank God I'm breathing. And I pray, don't take me soon, cause I am here for a reason.
Sometimes in my tears I drown, but I never let it get me down. So when negativity surrounds, I know.
you enjoyed that. I love that song. Anyway, I wanted to tell you a little bit more about the ranch. It's green built, which means it'll have backup generators, solar paneling, unless there's some other type of technology that is even above that, because I want it to be self-contained where we don't have to be on the grid of any electricity, water, or anything like that. There's a rich land full of rich soil and running stream and fruit trees and a garden and flowers and even a little place to be baptized. And it's not just a pipe dream I have, but, you know, I really believe in this vision. God showed it to me and put it in my heart many years ago. Mama Joyce has been through a lot of things over her lifetime, over the years, and in my adult life, I've been past 35 years serving our Lord, and he's used all the things that were challenging to me growing up into my young adulthood to reach the multitudes and helping people have hope. And that's what my show's about, messages of hope. You know, and I hope that when you listen to my show and the ideas I share with you, how you can, grasp on to the truth and the fact that our beloved God, who loves us so much and created us, sent his only begotten Son, Jesus, to the earth to die for our sins and spend eternity with him. Eternity, that means forever. You know, and this is only a temporal place. So he desires a relationship with us. He wants to get to know us. He wants us to get to know him. How to do that is to read the Bible and pray and stay in the Word. You know, there's some obstacles in life that happen to us. There's some opposition. There's some tragedies. There's adversity, all different kinds of things that happen in our lives, and sometimes we wonder, where was God in it? You didn't see God because he allowed this or that to happen. Well, you know something, folks? He is there every step of the way. It grieves his heart to see the condition and the hearts of many in our world today. And he doesn't want people to hurt each other and hate each other and be cruel or unkind. But unfortunately, there are people like that. And, it's not pleasant. It's not something that we can understand fully sometimes. We won't until we get to be with him in heaven. But the thing is, we need to trust him. Because he does say he works everything together for good. He will help us, maybe not in the way we would like him to or think he should, but he will help us. He knows what's best. Why? Because he could see the whole picture. We just see what's in front of us. Like I said, I don't understand. I don't claim to have a corner on the market and understand all of his ways, but I do understand his love, his unconditional love. I wondered even in my lifetime sometimes where he was, and I got angry, and I got hurt, and the old saying goes, my arms are too short to box with God. But there was times I felt like that. You know, I wondered where he was, why I was going through some of the things I did. Some of the things I brought on myself by wrong choices and decisions. And some things just merely happened because that's the way the world is. But I didn't become bitter and or hateful or hurtful. But I do still have areas of my life that need healing. And he's doing that, in increments as, I'm able to withstand. And he can do that for you as well. You know, there's nobody in this world that has done anything so atrocious that God can't forgive you. He does. We just need to, ask for forgiveness and turn away from the things that, that have hurt his heart and go against his commandments and ask his forgiveness, and he does, you know. I love God so much. I really do. And I've learned to develop and establish a deep relationship with him and to love unconditionally. And so I'm going to play this next clip for you, and then I'll talk about the ranch vision a little more. But once again, I do want you all who are listening tonight and in the archives to please view the movie Born to Win, and Pastor Leon Terblanc, or Blanc, is a fantastic brother in the Lord who has a congregation in South Africa that has really got a tremendous story to share. And I hope you'll see the movie. And he's on Facebook as well. He's on www.facebook.com/BornToWinMovie. And if you go there and check that out and, you know, maybe send him a message, he will answer you. He's a very wonderful and godly young man, and has a beautiful wife and daughter and wonderful ministry. And I hope you'll check out the movie Born to Win. Now, I'm going to play this speech for you. If y'all remember when we had Ronald Reagan as a president, also as a governor in California, he made a speech many years ago, and it kind of holds true to today. And I hope that this will warm the cockles of your heart and get your mind to thinking. Okay.
Someone asked me whether I was aware of all the people out there who were praying for the president. And I had to say, yes, I am. I felt it. I believe in intercessionary prayer. But I couldn't help but say to that questioner after, sometimes when he was praying, he got a busy signal. It was just me in there ahead of him. I think I understand how Abraham Lincoln felt when he said, I have been driven many times to my knees by the overwhelming conviction that I had nowhere else to go. Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible, that we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny. I've said that we must be cautious in claiming God is on our side. I think the real question we must answer is, are we on His side? No matter where we live, we have a promise that can make all the difference. A promise from Jesus to soothe our sorrows, heal our hearts, and drive away our fears. He promised there will never be a dark night that does not end. Our weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. He promised if our hearts are true, His love will be as sure as sunlight. And by dying for us, Jesus showed how far our love should be ready to go. All the way. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. We all tell each other. Americans yearn to explore life's deepest truths. And to say their entertainment, or their idea of entertainment, is sex and violence and crime is an insult to their goodness and intelligence. We are people who believe love can triumph over hate, creativity over destruction, and hope over despair. And that's why so many millions hunger for God's good news. I've always believed that each of us put here for a reason, that there is a plan, somehow a divine plan for all of us. I know now that whatever days are left to me belong to Him. I also believe this blessed land was set apart in a very special way. Our forebears came not for gold, but mainly in search of God and the freedom to worship in their own way. We've been a free people living under the law with faith in our Maker and in our future. I've said before that the most sublime picture in American history is of George Washington on his knees in the snow at Valley Forge. That image personifies a people who know that it's not enough to depend on our own courage and goodness. We must also seek help from God, our Father and Preserver. We'll never find every answer, solve every problem, or heal every wound, but we can do a lot if we walk together down that one path that we know provides real hope. The morality and values such faith implies are deeply embedded in our national character. Our country embraces those principles by design, and we abandon them at our peril. My experience in this office I hold has only deepened a belief I've held for many years. Within the covers of that single book are all the answers to all the problems that face us today if we'd only read and believe.
My goodness gracious. You know, I'll tell you something, folks. You know, we sometimes seem to have lost sight of what God had intended for our world. You know, and indeed, God is love. He loves us, and He desires a relationship with us. He wants us to know Him and invite Him into our lives to become an intricate part. You know, He listens, He hears, He answers prayer, sometimes not in the way we would like or we think He should, but He answers prayer for what is best for us. And He also shows mercy and grace. He has so many times in my life. And that's why I want to open up this Greenbelt Ranch. I want it to be a place of sanction, a place like it says in Isaiah 65:24. No one will ever hurt or destroy on my holy mountain. And that's the way I vision the ranch, that, you know, He will dwell in the midst there, and His presence shall be known, and there will be healings taking place, and good home-cooked meals, and people to work the ranch with me. And, you know, and this can happen. There's enough revenue in our world and people who are high profile or low profile, but who have the funds to bring this ranch into fruition. And I'm hoping that somebody who listens to my show someday will have a desire to make this come into fruition, because we really need a place for people to come to and become healed. I would like it to be in California, but if God, wherever God wants it to be, is fine with me. I'm open to that. I just have a, you know, a desire to make it here in California. But I hope you'll go to my webpage, Angel of Love Ministry, and check out my ranch vision and some of the things I've done over the years at different times. I taught developmentally challenged precious angels, adult Down syndrome and autistic adults, and did that for 16 years on and off. And they're my angels. I really love that job. Also, I've helped, like I said, the past 35 years, done volunteer work to the homeless and the veterans and low-income families. And I do what I can to ease burdens and to love people into the kingdom of God. It's very, very important. Well, I'm going to play this next song for you. And it's Cry Out to Jesus, because we're in a time right now where we're just not understanding a whole bunch of what's going on. And we really need to connect with God. And so I'm asking that you listen to this song and embrace it for yourself. And
and enjoy it, and really enjoy it, and let it minister to you. And once again, folks, please support HopeMill.com and Born to Win, the movie, and CraftCollaborations.com and San Diego Workplace Chaplains.com.
Everyone who's lost someone they love long before it was their time. You feel like the days you had were not enough when you said goodbye. And to all other people with burdens and pains keeping you back from your life, you believe that there's nothing and there is no one who can make it right. And there is hope for the helpless, rest for the weary, and love for the broken heart. And there is grace and forgiveness, mercy and healing. He'll meet you wherever you are. Cry.
Okay.
a beautiful song, and so many times Mama Joyce has cried out to Jesus in her life, and he does hear, and he does answer. You know, many times he's spoken to me through the word, through the written word in God, in the Bible, and God has also spoken to me in dreams. And, you know, I love him, and I live to serve, and passionate about what he teaches me. And I guess I'm kind of harder on myself sometimes than he would be. But I just love him so much. When you're forgiven much, you love much. So having said that, I do want to make time for prayer. And if you have any prayer requests, you could call in at 1-347-850-1527. But rest assured that I'll lift each and every one of you up, whatever needs you have, even the unspoken requests, because God knows what you have need of. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, I lift up to you tonight all the persecuted Christians in the world. And I lift up to you Leon Treblanc, his congregation, and all the veterans and the military and the firefighters and Israel and all the people who are hurting tonight and have a challenge, a need that needs to be met, whether it be healing, relationship, finances, salvation, maybe loss of a loved one, they're grieving and their home, or perhaps they're homeless or hurting in some way. And Lord, I lift them all up to you tonight. And I ask that you reach from heaven and that you pour out your Holy Spirit upon each and every one of these precious ones and meet their needs and present yourself in a concrete manner so that they know you exist and that you love them. Reveal yourself to them in a very special way, as only you can do, Father. And I pray for Hope Mill and Craft Collaboration, San Diego Workplace Chaplains, and Born to Win, the movie that people will see it. And I lift up Drew and Chris and the Bohammers and Eric, my Uncle Billy, and those who are hurting in our world, Terry and Heidi and the Thornhills, friends that are hurting, and the people in my church. And Lord Jesus, the people on this earth who are suffering, and some of them who don't know you, Father, many of them who don't know you, I lift them up to you tonight, and I ask that you draw them near and present yourself in a way that they couldn't even begin to deny you, because you are so real and so filled with love. Lord, help us to be an example and a light unto the nations. Help us to be loving and kind and merciful and gracious, Father. Help us to embrace and inhabit the attributes and characteristics of you, Father. Apply them to our lives and help us to be those very things that you are to us, to other people. And help us be a beacon on the hill, Father God. Thank you for the radio show, and God bless Blog Talk Radio Show, and for allowing them, for having them do my my show here, allowing me to do my show. And thank you, Father, that we're not perfect. We may get tongue-tied, we may not have the perfect prayers to say, but when we speak from our hearts, that's what you look at, Father. You look at our hearts and you act accordingly. And we just want to thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you for hearing and receiving and answering our prayers. And thank you for taking time, Father God, to listen to the people who of this world. We need you and we cry out to you, Father God, and we praise you and give you all the glory. And once again, I want to thank you for your love, God, and your wonderful, wonderful attributes and characteristics that you inbred in us. And I lift up Drew and Chris to you once again, and Chaplain Steve and Hope Mill and all the people who support Mama Joyce's ministry. And just want to thank you for the opportunity to be a blessing, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to thank all of you for coming tonight, and thank you for being a blessing in my life, Drew and Chris and Chaplain Steve and now Leon, Pastor Leon. God bless you. I want to take us out with this song, and it's by Jeremy Camp, and I'm pretty sure it'll play. If it doesn't play, it'll take us out with something else. But the switchboard kind of, you know, needs to be revamped a little bit. But I would like to take us out with He Knows by Jeremy Camp, because he does know. He knows all of our pains and suffering and happy times and love and joy. He knows it all. And we just want to trust him and grow in faith and learn more about him. So hopefully you'll do that. Hopefully I inspired you tonight, and check out angeloflovministry.com. Let me know you've been there. Sign my guest book. And God bless you all this weekend, and be safe. And I love you. Okay, it doesn't seem like it's going to play. And that's okay. But I have one that you will absolutely love by the Youngbloods called Get Together.
Love is but a song we sing, fears we will die. You can make mountains. key unlocks them both. It's there at your command. Come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now. Come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together.
And once again, I want to say thank you all for coming tonight. I hope you enjoyed the show. You can always listen in the archives. And it seems like I've got about another minute and a half left in the show. So I'm going to take us out with this beautiful song by Mercy Me, Praise You in the Storm, and I Will Lift My Hands. Because a lot of times that's just about what we have left to do is lift our hands and praise Him in the storm. And it really is amazing how He gets us through. Try to praise Him no matter how hard it is and love Him, and He will see you through, folks. The Lord loves you. God bless you all, and good night.
Our tears away, stepped in and saved the day. But once again, I say amen, and it's still raining. As the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain. I'm with you, and as your mercy falls, raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands. You are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I cry, you hold in your hand. You never left my side. Almost gone. How can I carry on if I can't find you? But as the thunder